Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Georgie Stevens. We said we'd try and get this live for you, and we've managed to do it. Tom will be in the comments. He's in somewhere else in his house, probably. He's going to collect your comments. If you've got any questions that you want to get in, get them in now, any topics that we cover, and we'll do them at the end like we used to do. As always, this is brought to you in association with The Athletic. If you fancy a 7-day free trial and 50% off a yearly subscription, go to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Loads of written content out there. There's a struggle for football content, as we all know, at the minute, but they've got loads of stuff on there at the minute and loads of stories and stuff that they covered, which hasn't really dated. So if you need a fix, if you're at home, you're in confinement, you want something to do, go and read it. Georgia, hello.
Hello.
How are we today?
We're good. Same as yesterday.
Missing football.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start off something that I think we touched on yesterday, Georgia. This is from Oliver Kay in The Athletic. He's talking about the differences between the Premier League that's going to be postponed and how long period that goes on for, and the monetary differences between that and those of lower leagues. So he said he spoke to an executive at a Premier League club, and he said he's first off talking about what goes on between the relegation stuff. The meeting is going on today. He said, but you've got at least 6 clubs battling to avoid relegation. Then you've got at least 12 clubs, half of the Championship, fighting like crazy to get promoted. You can't just cancel the season. Maybe you could do that in Italy or Spain or Germany, but in England, for those 18 clubs, the financial stakes are just far too high. So for relegation, for example, to be an initial £42.6 million parachute payments next season, a leading Championship club such as Leeds United can expect to earn about £7 million in broadcast revenue. So it gives the base of the article, Georgia. You know, again, we mentioned this yesterday, is we know the meeting's going on today, and it's all right saying, oh, we want it to go on, you know, for Liverpool to win the league, but the importance is also there for just take Premier League out of it, for example, and to go Championship down. All those clubs that we've seen already this week that are suffering, it's essential for those to carry on with the league.
It was like we were saying, at the end of the day, they are businesses. And at this sort of time, it's important that, you know, this is their revenue, this is their income, and it's important that if it's stalled at the moment for that income, that there's a chance then later in the year or whenever for that income to start coming back and flowing back into them clubs. And like you said, it's big money for smaller clubs who need it at the end of the day. And when you're talking about the likes of Leeds and people like that, they've sort of battled all season for that. It's not just a trophy at the end of the day for those clubs. It can change their season.
And as we go down the further the pyramid of the football leagues, you know, conceivably, I will more stress, you know, that the safety of, you know, fans and players and stuff is paramount. But it's conceivable that, you know, some of those clubs that are in, you know, League One, League Two, might not be able to survive. We've seen the likes of Bury, you know, going to administration and fall. Bolton were pretty close as well. It's, you know, it's sad times for that. It's not just, like you said, like the football club that goes. It's people's escapism, isn't it?
I think a lot of people, especially that I know and the communities that we sort of work and socialise in, you've noticed that people just seem a little. It's kind of wearing off now. People, it's not even boredom. It's just like we miss football. Like it's something that people miss, and like we were saying, it's the whole day around it. It's the few days leading up to it. It's the rituals and the routines that people go about, and sometimes it's the only kind of social time that they get with other people, and they mix, and it's something that is missed, and it needs, hopefully, once you know, health and safety and everything sort of as good as it can be, it can be back.
Yeah, and it's not just the football club, is it? Like you just touched on there, it's the local economy of, like, you know, you go to the games, it's the pubs that you go to beforehand, or, you know, home bake is massive in the Liverpool community. And I think Chris said yesterday that they're kind of selling off frozen pies to try and bring some income in. But, you know, it's again conceivable that you can go to the footy when it returns and go, well, I used to go there, but I can't anymore because it's closed.
Yeah, I think that's massively important, and it's the same across, it's to support as much as you can then businesses, and to support, you know, your local businesses during this time, because the big supermarkets and the big corporations will feel a pinch, but it's not going to be something that massively impacts them. Whereas, you know, like you said, the people who rely on match days, the people who rely on foot traffic, it's times like this, if they're offering some sort of delivery or something service, just try and go out your way to just kind of help support them during this time, because it's something that can help them stay afloat.
Yeah. On that, Transalpino put out a tweet today, and they said, last summer, ourselves and a group of others challenged Liverpool Football Club over their attempt to trademark the name Liverpool. They won. He said, we then built a war chest to find any future legal fees, etc. We've now donated this chest to local food banks and charities during this time of uncertainty, which again is just kind of goes on to say what you were just saying then. You know, even local businesses who struggled, that money they could have spent on, you know, equipment or, you know, clothing or trainers or whatever else that they do, but for them to put it back into the food banks, which again, Liverpool players have done it so close to community, and it's the food banks are for those people that are worse off than us, because it's all right, you know, you're saying go out and spend, that's people that are in a lot worse situation than us. I think we're all willing to have jobs and, you know, go out and be able to go and do things. There's people that aren't.
Yeah, it was just like we were saying, I think, yesterday, of if you've got the luxury and the privilege to be able to help support people and take ease off them, do so. And at the end of the day, I do think you will see an increase in the use of food banks because of what's going on, because of, you know, people out of work, people less hours, and especially with schools now getting shut and things like that, I think it places like the food banks will see this massive kind of influx, and it's good to see companies and things like that supporting them as best as they can.
Good. So we're obviously here for the Premier League latest. We know there's a meeting going on today, and there's a wonderful thread on the Echo. Kieran O'Neill's been doing all morning and all afternoon so far. So basically, it's a meeting between 20 Premier League clubs. It's been underway since this morning. Sky Sports News are reporting the Premier League meeting will likely see the April return date pushed back even further. We know that the Euros was postponed on Tuesday, but they're set to reiterate their commitment to completing the 1920 season, again, according to Sky Sports. There's been loads of questions and loads of comments from pundits and former players. I'm just going to start with Lee Hendry, for those who don't remember, he used to play for Aston Villa. I thought it was interesting. And he says, Liverpool are streets ahead of everyone else and deserve the league to be champions, but to be handed the trophy is not the right way. The league has to be finished. There are no qualms about Liverpool winning the league. I think he's probably right there, George, isn't he? I think, you know, we all want the league, but I don't want to be handed it if it's not in the right manner.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that. Fan or player or any sort of staff involved with Liverpool is to just be handed it on like some sort of technicality, because there'll always be that mark next to it, and you'll always have people say what could have been, and it'll kind of put a bit of a dampener on what's been an incredible season for Liverpool. So yeah, I think we've seen lots of fans and players and pundits speak out about that, about how even though it's been a wait and things like that, that's not the way that people want things to go.
No. Paul Gilmore, Sky Sports News, said what they're discussing is a clear desire to get the Premier League season finished. The majority of clubs are keen to do so, but it's worth pointing out that nothing will be decided today. We expect more talks in the coming weeks. I think April the 4th is too ambitious. And another other point that they made was basically what the government say, George. You know, if they say, you know, we're going to go into lockdown, it's all right, you know, the Premier League deciding something today or having ambitions to go and do something today. But again, it could all change tomorrow, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's not just football at the end of the day, is it? It's a whole sort of societal problem that's happening at the moment that's constantly changing. And as much, I'd say to imagine what the sort of decisions are going on behind the scenes for the Premier League and the pressure they must be under to try and make these decisions when they probably know more than us, but still at the end of the day, they still don't know. They're not the people who are controlling and making the changes for a government, for the people. Yeah. So I think that that's the main thing is, and that's kind of the frustrating thing is that everybody's kind of in the same boat waiting for just news constantly.
Yeah, it's not just the league that comes into it as well. Obviously said, you know, the UEFA meeting was earlier on in the week, but they're going to look at scenarios that the season may finish after June, null and void, maybe looked at as well. But they're obviously going through the different scenarios, but it also comes into account, like, you know, we spoke about yesterday on the Reds news of, like, you know, does the transfer deadline move? Because you can't buy anyone. Did the likes of Adam Lallana, whose contract ends at the end of June, what happens with him? There's so much more than just the games for them to consider, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there will be loads of, like, legal technicalities and things that will probably people will be scrambling to look over because, you know, it all depends probably on the wording and things. So is it termed as the season? Is it termed directly to Meg? Is it? So it's looking at them sort of things. And, you know, hopefully I don't see any player who'd be happy to do that to the contract says it's up in May, I'm gone. No yeah. matter what the... I do see any sort of player wanting to stick that full season out no matter when that season ends.
No. One player that has been linked with the move away, Genie Wijnaldum, there's a nice piece here in the Shield Gazette, but he's still a piece that says he thinks he's an all-rounder. He's changed since he went to Newcastle. So he said, my development since I came to Liverpool has been good. I've become more of an all-round player. I was used to playing in a very attacking role and only in attack since the World Cup with Louis van Gaal, obviously for Holland. I've had more controlling role in the field and that went well. After that, I didn't play again in that role at PSV or Newcastle. When I spoke to Klopp, he saw me as a more defensive role where I need to be an all-rounder. It's not always easy as I'm used to attacking, but when it helped me in my development, I'm more complete player now than when I arrived. I think it's important to remember, George, isn't it? Because I think he kind of gets accused of going missing in some games, and much of the stick that was thrown at Jordan Henderson two seasons ago or three seasons ago when he was ultimately doing the same role as what Genie Wijnaldum is doing now. We know when he goes to Holland, he scores bangers, and we go, we'll just do that. But his role is completely different at Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's completely different. You look at the role and the system that they play at Holland and in national team in general, it's always different than the club football. And I think you look at the role he plays at Liverpool and it couldn't be further from what they are. I think we do see him in Champions League games. You know, he kind of, for some reason, steps up and kind of fills that national league genie that people, the national team genie that people see. But I don't think you can. I think he's one of the best utility players and sort of all-rounders that we've seen for a while.
So based on that, obviously there's questions about his contract and will he get extended. I'm guessing you're for that being extended.
Yeah, I do. I see him being a player that we constantly use and we do miss at times. I'd rather have a side with Genie in it than without. And I also don't see how we fill that gap in as reliably as we do with him.
Yeah. Right, we're going to get your comments in now. We're going to go live to Tom Dutton. Tom, can you hear me?
I can hear you, mate. We're going to kick it off with, I asked people what they're doing to fill a void of football. And an answer off Stuart Wisby, who says, I've been watching all the 2018-19 Champion League games all the way to the final. Fingers crossed we win.
Well, that's a good shout. But, I watched Istanbul yesterday. But I have got the 18-19 season twice on DVD. So if someone wants a copy, let us know and I'll send it to you. What have you been doing, Georgia?
A lot of pairs, a lot of games, a lot of home workouts. But yeah, I did. I saw Mundial the other day. It tweeted that they were rewatching the 2006 World Cup final,
and everyone
was invited to hit play at 7 o'clock and watch it together. And I think things like that are just brilliant to kind of keep that community alive and kind of going.
Yeah, there's no football. You just rewatch old football, can't you? It's good times. One other one, Sam?
We just got a super chat from Trid Josh. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
he says, if the Premier League is voided, do you think teams will be sympathetic to Liverpool next season, being as the title is basically ours this season?
If the title gets... Sorry, the league gets null and voided, Liverpool will not get any sympathy from everyone because that's part of the reason why a lot of people want it to be null and voided so we can all throw it in Liverpool's face. I think there's a wider issue in that. It's not, again, just about Liverpool. For us, obviously, it is because, you know, we're Liverpool fans. But also, as we've mentioned, I think every day this week, and I'll say it again, you know, there's people that are fighting for Champions League spot, there's people that are fighting for relegations, teams that are fighting for promotion, and all the monetary values that we spoke about before, Georgia. You know, that's the reason I don't want it null and voided. And I know Chris has said this, Liverpool's the easy bit because we're so far ahead. Yes, we won't get the title, potentially, but, you know, it's far more catastrophic for other teams.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, relating back to the question, I think it'll just, this season will just be scrapped, and it'll be one that people kind of look back on and think, oh, wasn't that night, like, to remember that. It won't be, I don't think anybody would even dare ease off on Liverpool for the season after. If anything, it'll be trying to put Liverpool back down and kind of nowhere near the form that they were in.
It's harder for Liverpool, hasn't it? Because the argument's been that, you know, Man United, Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea have all had poor seasons by their own standards. And obviously it was a good chance for Liverpool to go and win the league. Or Man City, sorry, as well. You know, when it comes to the transfer window, whenever that is, and the season starts again, they've all had a chance to catch up, which, like, you're right, makes it harder for Liverpool to win the title next season anyway.
Yeah, completely. I think it was, you can't take away from Liverpool's performance and form and things. That was completely ridiculous, the way that they were playing and things. But I do think at times, yeah, the gap was widened because of the poor form from some other teams, and also some good form from lower sides. You know, nobody could have saw Sheffield United going on the run that they ended up going on. But yeah,
to get Europe, can't they?
Exactly, Ed, but I think it will be completely different whenever the league resumes or when it comes back next season.
Go on, someone more.
Well, just a few on the thoughts of what people kind of want to see come out of the meeting. Rachel Ellis says, I don't think any decisions will come out of the meeting. I agree with Lee Henry, really want the season finished as normal as possible. Andy Dunbar says, if it's not possible to finish the season, award us the title, no relegation, and promote Leeds and West Brom, have a 22-team Premier League next season with five teams being relegated. And then Joseph Roche Thorne says, I think Champions League and Europa League should be voided as we can't risk players travelling to different countries and just play domestic leagues only.
I do the domestic league stuff and just keep that. The problem is, and I like the idea of saying just Leeds and West Brom come up, Georgia, but then you're in the same situation of those, all those people that are in a playoff place are going, well, actually, I you know, we've worked all season for this, and equally, if you relegate five teams the next season, there'll be someone on the off chance. I know it's a one-off, it's a unique situation of going, well, I finished, you know, 17th, but I'm getting relegated now.
Yeah, it's rewriting the rules, and it's like we said the other day, it's unprecedented. There's no sort of comparison to what's happening. I do kind of like the idea of domestic leagues, of just them. And I think that's probably the easiest thing for people to agree on, is like the travel ban type thing with regards to football and stopping things like that. But yeah, it's just a complete, I wouldn't like to be the one who's trying to source everything out.
No. Right, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for watching. Georgia, thanks for joining me. Tom, thank you for helping out behind. Don't forget to check out The Athletic. It's www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. You get a 7-day free trial and 50% off your yearly subscription. We'll be back tomorrow with more news, hopefully some reaction to the Premier League meeting. We'll have developments there, but we'll see you then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.